We're staying in the US, and today we're taking you to the swing state of North Carolina as part of our series of interviews with voters across America. North Carolina is the home of Pepsi Cola, Krispy Kreme donuts and NASCAR. It's been a frequent campaign stop for President Trump in the final weeks of the campaign. More than 1.5 million early ballots have already been cast across the state. Joy Vermillion-Hinesone is a Democrat voter from the small city of Winston-Salem. She said Donald Trump's term in office has been divisive.
I'm a mother of two young children, ages 9 and 10, and it has been a really painful time as they are growing up and maturing and asking a lot of questions and trying to form their own sense of self. It's been really difficult to try and explain this president and this presidency because he doesn't represent the values of our household and our community.
What about the flip side of, you know, putting food on the table? Your husband runs his own business. Some people have found the Trump term very profitable. Economically, it's been good until the pandemic.
Yeah, my husband is a small business owner. My sister is a small business owner. And I would say that they have fared fairly well, all things considered. But we know that that's not necessarily representative of what folks are seeing in their pocketbooks. We just know that what we are experiencing right now of still both being employed is not really what the numbers are showing across the country.
What have you thought about President Trump's handling of the pandemic?
You know, again, it's been frightening. It's been frightening to see that he doesn't believe the science, that he's been trying to contradict his top advisors, that he's unwilling to set an example for the country. North Carolina is now seeing another surge in terms of positive cases of COVID. So knowing that there were opportunities much earlier in the year for something to have been done, for there to have been a national plan around PPE and a national plan for handling the virus, and that didn't happen, I really place that on his shoulders.
So, Joy, I tell you that if the United States had the same COVID death toll per capita as we have here in Australia, you would have had fewer than 15,000 deaths across America rather than more than 215,000. What do you think when you hear those kind of numbers?
I'm sad. I'm really sad for the folks who have lost loved ones, lost them unnecessarily. And knowing that Australia isn't the only country that managed to do a better job than we have done is discouraging. And I hope that it means that folks are paying attention, because this type of leadership is exactly why this election is so important.
Which way do you think this election's going to go?
I right now am placing hope in some of the numbers that I'm seeing locally. So we have about a little over 7 million registered voters in North Carolina. And after 2 days of early voting, I think we already had about 1.4 million ballots that had been cast. So that's about 20% of registered voters in North Carolina. So I am really hopeful that that is a sign that people are active in this election and really wanting to state their case and make their vote. And that's going to mean that we can bring decency back to the White House.
Have you ever experienced a time like this in America before?
I've not. I'm 44. I've followed politics pretty closely my entire life. We thought that hanging chads in the 2000 election were the most significant thing that had happened in politics at that point. And so, of course, the post-9/11 world has changed things significantly. But I've never experienced anything like this, where the real foundations of our democracy are at play, and where it's not clear that both parties are desiring to ensure that those foundations continue to be stable.
That's Democrat voter Joy Vermillion-Hinesone speaking to us from the crucial swing state of North Carolina.